You're listening to Matinicus Wannabe. I'm your host, Locke Kiermaier, and here's the music.
Lover, there will be another one who'll hover over you beneath the sun. Tomorrow, see the things that never come. Today, when you see me fly away without you, shadow on the things you know, feathers fall around you and show you the way to go. It's over. It's over. Nestled in your wings, my little one, is special. Morning brings another sun. Tomorrow, see the things that never come. Today, when you see me fly away without you, shadow on the things you know, feathers fall around you and show you the way to go. It's over. It's over.
Gone, that's just as well. drawings left there on the table. And a woman's silk lying on the floor. And I would keep them here if I were able. To lock her safe behind this open door. Suddenly, it's so clear to me that I'd asked her to see what she may never see. And now my kind words find their way back to me. There's a train every day leaving either way. There's a world. Got a ways to go, and I'll soon believe it's just as well. This is my opening
farewell. Undisturbed before the fire. The pressure in my chest when you breathe in my ear. We both knew this would happen when you first appeared. My lady of the eye. Brownness of your body in the fire glow. Except the places where the sun refused to go. Our bodies were a perfect fit. In afterglow we lay. My lady of the eye. Letting myself wander through the world inside your eyes. You know I'd like to stay here until every tear runs dry. Sunshine light the stage, the red lights on. I never want to finish what I've just begun with you, my lady of the eye.
Well, there you have it. Three very heady songs from the late 60s, early 70s. Heady love songs, I would describe them that way. First, we started with Birds, Neil Young from After the Gold Rush, followed up with My Opening Farewell from Jackson Browne, his first album, which they list here as Saturate Before Using, but I always thought it was just called Jackson Browne, but... And then finally, Lady of the Island, Crosby, Stills, and Nash. That was Graham Nash singing lead with a beautiful harmony by David Crosby. It's really interesting to hear those songs. Definitely a part of my past. I can remember them very clearly. And I was thinking, boy, you know, I wasn't nearly that magnanimous back then, even though I wished I could be. And even though those songs seemed to sort of set the certain ideal, I certainly never could live up to them. But they were important to me nonetheless. And I'm awfully glad I was there and hope you enjoyed them. So let's sort of change the mood. And here we go. Here's some more music.
I want to
Well, that was a change of pace, perhaps not subject so much as I thought. I didn't really do that deliberately, but two more songs about love, I guess. And the first one was the great Al Green song, Let's Stay Together, sung by Ms. Tina Turner. I was thinking the other day, I had this realization. I said, oh my God, I haven't played any Tina Turner on the show. So had to fix that. And I love Al Green, and I found a copy of her, or a version of her, singing that song. So it was great to bring Tina Turner onto the show for the first time. And we followed that up with a fantastic song, Ain't That a Lot of Love, Taj Mahal, off the Natural Blues album. And there's a great DVD out of, it's called Rock and Roll Circus, and it was a movie, I guess you'd say, that the Rolling Stones and a bunch of their friends made in 1968. It's great. Really interesting. Kind of dated, but well worth getting. I know you can get it through Netflix if you get that. And the reason I'm mentioning it is there's just an unbelievably hot version of that same song, Ain't That a Lot of Love, sung by none other than Taj Mahal himself. And if you've never seen that movie, I recommend it. It's called Rock and Roll Circus. Really good one to listen to. You're listening to, right now, you're listening to 93.3 WRFRLP FM in Rockland, Maine. You can also find us on 99.3 W257BI in Camden, and we're streaming online at WRFR.org. The show is Matinicus Wannabe, and I'm your host, Locke Kiermaier, and let's get back to the music.
Daytime going, I'm asleep at night. To the other side of the world, they're all in the light. While they sleep at all, if they got sunshine in their eyes, they don't, they go to bed about the time you rise. If they sleep while I'm awake, when do we talk to them? What time do we? How do we know? If today here's tomorrow there, can that be so? I don't know. Thank you.
about them all, though some will say they do. Well, if they try to fool me, then what should I say? If you're just polite, they'll usually go away. What's the dumbest question that ever there could be? The dumbest one's the one you never ask of me. The wisest dance is one you learned a long time ago. I don't know. Yeah, the wisest dance is one you learned a long time ago. I don't know.
You come on trains, you're flying on aeroplanes. looking for Hollywood. You come from far, you come from near, you'll always be a stranger here. Welcome to Hollywood. I walked up, I walked down, it's just another border town. Hey, Hollywood. So go on, have another puff, as if it were not weird enough. There's a full moon on sunset tonight.
Okay, there were three brand new songs, all for, come from the same genre, at least for me. The first one was I Don't Know, Time Stand Still from Chris Smither's new album. And Chris Smither is going to be right here in Rockland, looking at my appointment book. He's going to be here in Rockland on Saturday, November 21st at 7:30 at the Strand Theater. And if you haven't seen Chris, I highly recommend it. Good show. Followed his song up with, Loretta, which is a Townes Van Zandt song from Lyle Lovett's new album called Natural Forces. And we finished up with another new album from Guy Clark. He sang Hollywood, and the name of the album is Sometimes the Song Writes You. I'd like to thank my sponsors tonight. First, I'd like to thank Astrology and More, Ms. Ananur Forma. Ananur has been doing astrological chart readings since 1976 by phone or in person, located here in Rockland. And Ananur has her own great show on WRFR on Thursdays at 8 o'clock, Positively Moody Blues. And I believe she does some astrological forecasting or whatever throughout the show. Recommend that as well. I'd like to thank FMC Corporation here in Rockland, Maine, with over 60 years of experience. FMC Biopolymer is involved worldwide in harnessing nature's renewable resources, creating ingredients and technical solutions for food, pharmaceutical, personal care, and biomedical markets. I'd also like to thank Richard Higgins from Santa Fe, New Mexico, who's an old personal friend, likes my show, and wanted to be a sponsor. Thank you, Richard. And then finally, Mountainside Services. Tom and Marcia Jamrog provide family-oriented addictions counseling and psychological educational services. Tom and Marcia are located in Rockland and in Lincolnville, and you can reach them at 594-4828. Tom and Marcia are also old personal friends, and I thank all my sponsors for making this show possible. So let's continue on with the music.
Between the two of us, guys, you know I love you more. You took me by surprise, I must say, when I found out yesterday. Don't you know that I heard it through the grapevine? Not much longer would you be mine. Baby, I heard it through the grapevine. About to lose my mind. Well, oh, well, oh, well. Ooh, I know a man ain't supposed to cry, but these tears I can't hold inside. Losing you within my life, you see, because you mean so much to me. You could have told me yourself that you love someone else. Instead, I heard it through the grapevine. How much longer would you be mine? Baby, I heard it through the grapevine. And I'm just about to lose my mind. Well, well, oh. Say believe half of what you see, son, and none of what you hear. And I can't help being confused. If it's true, please tell me, dear, do you plan to let me go for that other guy you loved before? Don't you know that I heard it through the grapevine? How much longer would you be mine? Baby, I heard it through the grapevine. And I'm just about to lose my mind. Well, oh, well, oh, well.
How much longer would you be mine, baby?
Mm-hmm. Honey, honey, I know
it through the grapevine. How much longer
that you're letting me go? Don't you know that I heard it through the grapevine? I heard it through the grapevine.
Well, this is the one that I attribute to the girl that done it to me. Hey, I had fun. I loved it, you know. Very first one. So I can sing about you, baby. And you come and ask me, girl, to set you free, girl. You say he loves you more than me. Well, I will set you free. Go with him. Searching for a girl now to love me.
Okay, that was a guy named Arthur Alexander singing the song he wrote, Anna. And I always knew that as a early song that the Beatles did way back in the day. And I just discovered him for myself. And I'm hot on his trail, and I'm in the process of getting a lot more Arthur Alexander music for myself. And hopefully I'll have it some for to play next time. What I know about him is just a little bit, and that he died, I guess, really unexpectedly in 1993. He gave up singing and songwriting for a long time. He was discouraged, and maybe next time I come back, I'll have more about him. We followed that up. We heard I Heard It Through the Grapevine, sung by Barrett Strong, who's the guy that wrote the song. And both of those songs were from a great album that I learned about from, I've got to give credit where credit is due, from Sarah Willis on her show on Maine Public Radio, In Tune by Ten. And it's a great album called In Their Own Words that was done in 1992, basically as a tribute to a lot of the people, musicians that sang in Greenwich Village. And oddly enough, there's a brand new album called Village, which is also sort of another tribute album to that era that just came out. I also found out about it through Sarah Willis. So, and I'll be playing some music from that in the second hour. So I have a public service announcement. The Lupus Support Group meets on the first Saturday of each month at 10:30 a.m. For more information and to find out the location of this Saturday's meeting, whenever that's going to be, it's relative to the first Saturday, understand, call Nancy at 596-2937. So let's continue on with the music.
She's so crazy, don't know night from day. Silly Tilly, lying Lily, take him all away. Bald-headed Lena, has anybody seen her? Cute as she can be. She got a cue ball head that's hard as lead, but she's all right with me. Sloppy Gertie, she's so dirty, skinny mini, she's too lean. Tracy's face is out of place, and Joni's downright mean. Now you take Lizzie, she's so dizzy, she went and lost her mind. Ella May might save the day, but she's deaf, dumb, and blind. She can be. She got a cue ball head that's hard as lead. She's all right with me. Hoy, 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 bald headed Lena. Has anybody seen her? Cute as she can be. She can't wear no wig, cause her head's too big. But she's all right with me. She's all right with me. She's all right with me. She's all right with me.
When I got myself a brand new automobile, and I feel like a king, baby, my door wheel has got a powerful motor and a highway wings. You jump on the throttle, brother, you're gonna hear my baby sing. Oh, you can't catch me, Lord, you can't catch me. Yeah, if you get too close, you know I'm like a cool breeze. New Jersey turnpike in the wee wee hours. I was rolling slowly, cause I'm drizzling the shower. Here come a fly truck, he come moving up with me. Then he's saying goodbye in a little suit up chimney. I put my foot in my tank and I started to roll.
Okay, we started that set with the, let's see, oops, wrong sheet. Here, I got it. Bald-Headed Lena. The first song we heard in that little set was Bald-Headed Lena from the Lovin' Spoonful and their great, I believe it was their second album called Daydream. Followed that up with a live version, a live song from the Youngbloods called You Can't Catch Me, which is a, I believe it's a Chuck Berry song, and I believe that John Lennon listened to that song a lot because you can hear a lot of the lyrics that he later kind of melded into Come Together. If you listen carefully, you can hear some of those and some of those lyrics. And that's from a great album that was released not too long ago. It's called Beautiful, Live in San Francisco from 1971. And finally, we finished up with a great Stephen Stills in Buffalo Springfield singing Rock and Roll Woman. And in my opinion, that's Steve Stills at his finest, and that's from their Again album. You're listening to 93.3 WRFR-LP FM in Rockland, Maine. You can also find us on 99.3 at W257BI in Camden, and we're streaming online at WRFR.org. The show is Matinicus Wannabe. I'm your host, Locke Kiermaier. And I welcome calls to the studio. If you want to call in, the area code, I'll give you the number twice. The area code is 207-593-0013. That's 207-593-0013. And, of course, wait till I'm playing some music before you call. But I welcome calls. I'd love to hear who's listening out there and chat with you for a few minutes. And so I hope you do that. Today was a beautiful day out here in Maine, a beautiful fall day. I think it actually got up into the 60s. I went out to a different island than Matinicus, my favorite place. I went out to Chibeague Island with a good friend, had a great time. Boy, I'm just a sucker for islands, so that's just the way it is. It's always been that way for me, and I'm glad of it. So I'll be back in a few minutes.
You're listening to WRFR LP 93.3 in Rockland. This is Kyle Swan, one of the many volunteers at this radio station, and I want to thank a few of the sponsors that contribute their financial support. They are
Mace's, located downtown Rockland, where you will find unique imported clothing, jewelry, and gifts. For more information, 596-0226. Mesa's of Rockland is happy to support WRFR. Maxfield's Emporium is located at 429 Main Street in Rockland. It's open 7 days a week, offering antiques, collectibles, clocks, homemade ornaments, paintings, some furniture, kitchen collectibles, and a number of Maine-made practical and artistic items. Consignments are welcome. 594-0555.
Midcoast Internet Solutions, a locally owned business offering dial-up, high-speed wireless and DSL access, web hosting and support services from its headquarters at 25 Oak Street in Rockland. They can be reached at 594-8277.
For information about WRFR sponsorship and volunteer opportunities, call 594-0721 or visit us on the web at wrfr.org.
Hi there, this is the Rockland Camden Area Community Calendar for Tuesday, the 10th of November. Times Talk Live from 7 to 8:30 p.m. at the Strand Theater. Author Stephen King in conversation with Times book critic Janet Maslin. This will be broadcast live in HD. The Camden Rockport Lincolnville Chamber of Commerce Dinner and Award Ceremony takes place at the Samoset Resort. Awards and recognition for businesses and individuals in building improvement, economic enhancement, small business development, public improvement, and community service will be presented. In addition, the Chamber Volunteer of the Year will be announced along with the Townsperson of the Year. For more information, Alicia Bagnall, 236-4404. The Lincoln Street Center clay classes begin and will run 6 Tuesdays through December 22nd. Children's classes for ages 7 to 12 will be 3:30 to 5 p.m. And then the adult class is from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. To enroll, call 594-6490. Undoing Fundamentalism from 6:30 to 8 p.m. This is at the Camden Library at the Camden Conference Community Event Talk by University of New England Professor Anwar Majid will reflect on the question of Islam in the global context. This talk will be repeated on Thursday, November 12th at the Rockland Library. For more information on these and other events happening right here in our little community, visit freepressonline.com.
Okay, we're back. You're listening to Matinicus Wannabe. I'm your host, Locke Hiermeyer, and here's the music.
I'm going down south beneath the borderline. I'm going down south beneath the borderline. Come fast, mama, kiss my
your place. Don't you understand that's not my problem? I wish that for just one time you could stand inside my shoes and just just one time you could stand inside my shoes. You know what a drag it is to see you.
Another little Bob Dylan set for you. We started with a new old Bob Dylan song. I'm not sure how else to describe it. It's a song he did back in the mid-60s called California, and it's never been released before. And apparently the producers of that TV show, NCIS, somehow persuaded Bob Dylan or his folks to release this, and it's on the NCIS Official TV Soundtrack Volume 2. I have to admit, I'm not a great fan of that show, but the soundtrack's interesting, and there's actually at least two other songs I'm going to play from that soundtrack. So we started with California, a new old Bob Dylan song, and then we followed up with a great version of Positively 4th Street by none other than Ms. Lucinda Williams off that. It's this new album, another Greenwich Village tribute album called The Village, which just came out. And then finally, another new version of an old Bob Dylan song, It Takes a Lot to Laugh, It Takes a Train to Cry, from Chris Smither off his new Time Stand Still album. And again, Chris Smither is going to be here in Rockland on Saturday, November 21st at the Strand Theater. I'd like to mention that I got a call with a request for a certain kind of music, and it's a good time to talk about my policy or what I do with requests. There's a lot of great music out there that that I just don't play on this show. A lot of music that I love that I don't play on this show because somehow it just doesn't feel right to me, and it just doesn't quite fit in. And if you were to ask me, well, what exactly fits in, I'd be very hard-pressed to tell you. I about 9 times out of 10, I know exactly why I played the song, and it would be hard for me to describe to you why I did it. But if you call up and have some music that you think is interesting, I promise I'll go listen to it. And if I think it fits into the show, I'd be glad to play it. But and if you think, if you're a regular listener to the show and you think that certain kind of music is unrepresented, you're probably right. And, you know, there's a lot of opportunities for everyone to do their own show here at WRFR. They're always looking for volunteers. And, you know, if you have a vision of the kind of music show you'd like to do, I think you should come in and do it. I encourage anyone who lives around here. And it was a big dream of mine to do my own radio show. So anyway, that was my little talk about requests and how I try to handle them. But I really appreciate requests, and again, I promise to listen to whatever people suggest and see if I think it fits. So thanks to that caller. Let's continue on with the music.
I've got dreams to remember. Many, many dreams, hard dreams and bad dreams to remember. Dream one day
dreams to Someday the rains will fall when you expect the least. Someday the rains will fall. Someday the rains will fall when you expect the least. Someday the rains will fall. When I first come down here from the country, came to a fork in the road. One way went nowhere, and the other it carried a heavy load. Someday the rains will fall when you expect the least. Someday the rains will fall. Someday the rains will fall when you expect the least. Someday the rains will fall. Your eyes and mind are always looking for trouble. What if it permeates the brain? Try to take a shortcut home, and you end up back where you started again. Someday the rains will fall when you expect at least. Someday the rains will fall. Someday the rains will fall when you expect at least. Someday the rains will fall. You hurry down the alley with another man's woman. You don't care nothing about your ring on her hand. You think surely you can get away, and sometimes maybe can. But someday the rains will fall when you expect at least. Someday the rains will fall. Someday the rains will fall when you expect at least. Someday the rains will fall. We're all just a bunch of lies and liars. Never seen a hypocrite before. And then we love to judge each other. But hypocrites we are forevermore. Someday the rains will fall when you expect at least. Someday the rains will fall. Someday the rains will fall when you expect at least. Someday the rains will fall. So we jigger up the horse race. Oh man, that desire to win keeps our bellies so hungry. Then we all want to repent in the end. Someday the rains will fall when you expect at least. Someday the rains will fall. Someday the rains will fall when you expect at least. Someday the rains will fall.
Okay, that song was Someday the Rains Will Fall, John Mellencamp, and that's off the NCIS soundtrack, Volume 2. And before that, we heard Otis Redding, I've Got Dreams to Remember, and that also is off the NCIS soundtrack. So I listened to the whole thing, actually, on the way down to do the show, and there's about half the songs I really care for, and the others, not too wild about, but... whatever, maybe I should go watch the show, because whoever's producing it has some musical taste that I certainly appreciate. So, and I'm not sure if Someday the Rains Will Fall is a new song from John Mellencamp, or was it done just for this album? I really don't know. So you're listening to Matinicus Wannabe. I'm your host, Locke Kiermaier, on 93.3 WRFR LP FM in Rockland, Maine, 99.3 W257BI in Camden, Maine, and we're streaming online at WRFR.org. Let's continue on with the music. This time we're going to Texas.
My way.
Well, that was Joss Stone, and I got a call, and I got distracted, and I had originally planned on sort of having an all-Texas set there, but and I was going to skip Joss Stone, but she made it in there, and I like her stuff, and that's another one from the NCIS soundtrack, and that one's called Every Time I Turn Around. I was going to play Willie Nelson. Willie, I'll get back to you at another show for sure, maybe later this show, but you never know. And we started with Country Roads by Ryan Bingham from his Roadhouse Sun album. And Ryan Bingham, I've been playing him quite a bit. He's from Texas, and he's going to be also in the Mid-Coast area. Let me look at my calendar. He's going to be on Friday, November 20th. He's going to be at the Camden Opera House. If you like his music, if you've been listening to the show recently, you've heard quite a bit of Ryan Bingham, and he's really good. He's great, in my opinion, and I'm certainly going to go see him. So let's get back to the music.
don't want me because I'm getting old. Scared that I might freeze to death, the weather is so cold. If I live till night, I think I will try. When the moon goes down tonight, I'm gonna say goodbye. I'm going from Dakota.
Cool song that is. That is The Little Log Hut in the Lane, the Carter Family. That came up on my iTunes shuffle the other day, and I wrote it down. I was like, whoa, I like that song. I wasn't familiar with it. And then we started with Get Up Jake, live, that was performed live in 1971 at the Academy of Music, and I happened to be there. I'm sure you can hear me in the background squealing with delight. And that was The Band. And what a great song, Get Up Jake. And my understanding is that song was left off of their second album, The Band. And so they just did it live later on. Great song. I'd like to thank my sponsors. You're listening to Matinicus Wannabe. And I'm your host, Locke Kiermaier, and I always want to thank my sponsors. First, I'd like to thank Richard Higgins, who lives in Santa Fe, New Mexico, an old personal friend of mine who has agreed to sponsor the show, and two other personal friends of mine, Tom and Marcia Jamrog from Mountainside Services. They provide family-oriented addictions, counseling, and psychological educational services. They're located in Rockland and Lincolnville. And you can reach them at 594-4828. I'd like to thank FMC Corporation with over right here in Rockland with over 60 years of experience. FMC Biopolymer is involved worldwide in harnessing nature's renewable resources, creating ingredients and technical solutions for food, pharmaceutical, personal care, and biomedical markets. And I would like to thank Astrology and More, a business from Miss Ananur Forma. She does astrological chart readings. She's been doing them since 1976 by phone or in person, located here in Rockland. And Ananur has her own great radio show on WRFR on Thursdays at 8 o'clock. And it is called Positively Moody Blues. So let's get back to the music.
Back before the blues were blue, when the good old songs were new, songs that may no longer please us, about the darkies, about Jesus. Mississippi minstrels, color of molasses, strumming on their banjos to entertain their masses. Some said garbage, others said art. You couldn't call it soul, you had to call it heart. Oh, backs broke, bending, digging holes to plant the seeds. The owners ate the cane and the workers ate the weeds. Putting wood in the stove and water in the cup. You worked so hard that you died standing up. When I was a little thing, my papa tried to make me sing.
Okay, that's the work song by Ms. Maria Muldaur off her first album. And she also is going to be right here in Maine tomorrow night in Monmouth, Maine at the Monmouth Theater. And it's at 7:30. And if you're interested, just Google Monmouth Theater or Maria Muldaur and you'll find out how to get tickets. You can buy them online. I did. And I'm hoping it'll be a great show. She's what a wonderful singer Maria Muldaur is. Children's drawing workshops are being held Tuesdays from 4 to 5 p.m. in the community room at the Rockland Public Library for ages 6 and up. Children under 10 need to be accompanied by an adult. It's free. I always like that. And materials are provided. For more information, call 594-0310 or check out the latest edition of the Free Press. You're listening to Matinicus Wannabe. I'm your host, Lot Kiermaier, on 93.3 WRFR LP FM in Rockland, 99.3 W257BI in Camden, and we're streaming online at WRFR.org. We got time for some more music, and here it is.
Don't let love me like she does. Ooh, she does. Yes, she does. And if somebody loved me like she does. Ooh, she does. Yes, she does. The first time, don't you know it's gonna last? It's a love that lasts forever. It's a love that has no past. Don't let me down. That she really done me. Ooh, she done me. She done me good. I guess nobody ever really done me. Ooh, she done me. She done me good. We'll be right back.
said, the thing that you've been talking about just don't stick to my head. Now, down, little girl, I think that your heart is made of lead. Come on, let's talk about us. Come on, let's talk about us. Well, 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 come on, let's talk. If I should leave you try to remember the good times, warm days, silver sunshine, just a little bit of rain. Just a little bit of a rain. Just a little bit of rain.
Little Bit of Rain by Amos Lee off that new compilation album that I mentioned earlier called The Village. It's a series of songs in tribute to music from Greenwich Village. We started that set off with the Beatles singing Don't Let Me Down off Let It Be. And then in the middle, we heard Let's Talk About Us, great song with Van Morrison and Linda Gale Lewis, who is Jerry Lee Lewis's daughter. And it's off their album that they did together called You Win Again. You've been listening to Matinicus Wannabe. I'm your host, Locke Kiermaier. We're on 93.3 WRFR LP FM in Rockland, Maine. We're also on 99.3 W257BI in Camden. And we're streaming online at WRFR.org. That's it for me. That's all I got. I had a good time tonight. I appreciate the several calls that I got. And again, I'll think carefully about the music that was suggested and see if it fits into the show. I hope you have a good week, and see you next week, 9 o'clock on Monday, and take care. Bye-bye now.